It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have one of my most favorite guests on, Jonathan Gray, on every second week on Wednesday in the third hour, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, every second Wednesday. Jonathan, what's the topic today?
I thought we'd continue what we were talking about last time, and that was the gospel predictions in the stars, and especially focusing in on the events that are in the stars relating to the end times.
Let's do that, because I think you were going to introduce that last time, but you said you needed a full hour, so let's rock and roll. I'll interrupt you only with brief questions or comments. Please continue.
Okay. Now, just to pull everything together, just to review, the star signs were used by the ancients not for astrology, not to tell people's fortunes. But in the very beginning, one of the purposes of the stars is given in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, and it says, "Let them be for signs." And even before there was any written word in the scripture, the people of the world would look up at the stars and say, "There's a picture of the virgin giving birth to a child. Here's a picture of the dragon fighting her. Here's a picture of the conqueror who's going to defeat the serpent and bring life, peace, and happiness back to mankind." And just as they mapped the world, and they had world, totally global maps in the past, which goes against the normal history that's being taught, but we have evidence that they did, they also mapped the sky.
And also people that believed in the flat earth, which is also put forward by the Vatican over 500 years ago. Please continue.
That's right. And so what they did in the sky was to use to name the stars. The stars were given names right from the very beginning, and those names told a story. It told the story of the death and destruction that had come on the earth as a result of this planet being hijacked by Satan, and how a virgin's baby would fight the serpent, defeat him, and bring life, peace, and happiness back to mankind. And the stars actually had pictures drawn over them showing that, hieroglyphic pictures showing the whole story, starting with the Virgo, Virgin, going around the complete 360 degrees circle of the sky, and ending with the lion that's going to destroy the enemy. And it follows actually the very same pattern as the Bible does. Genesis, starting off with the seed of the woman coming and ending with him as the lion that is going to be king of kings, as the lion is king of beasts, and he's going to destroy the enemy and bring salvation to the world, to those that will accept it. That was on the star maps, and all nations had it. From China through to South America and everywhere in between, they all had the same story, the same star maps originally.
Now, if we go to your website, beforeus.com, beforeus.com, they can purchase these videos and this ebook about the sting of the scorpion that talks about the star maps, which is the primary thing. When you actually were confronted over years ago, it was primarily the road that you yourself actually walked to become a full believer in the Most High God, who is beyond time and space and eternity, and who knows the end from the beginning, because to God, everything is now. Please continue.
That is right. Now, in the scripture, a prophecy actually said a star will come over Jacob. Now, Jacob's name was changed to Israel, so the land of Israel was going to have a star appear in it, which was going to announce the Messiah coming. Now, it's an astronomical fact that the planets Jupiter and Saturn came into conjunction in the sign of Pisces, 2 years earlier, before the advent of the baby who was born in Bethlehem. And it's interesting that the Encyclopedia Britannica admits that it's a curious coincidence that a medieval Jew, Abimael, records that the conjunction of these particular planets in this particular constellation was to be a sign of the Messiah's coming. So it was known, it was well known in the past. And Jupiter was recognized as the planet associated with kings. So a king was going to be born. And Saturn was identified in the east with the Jews. And these two came into conjunction, actually, in the sign of Pisces. Now, the sign of Pisces, the fish, was always associated with the Jewish people. But it's also an astronomical fact that there occurred three successive conjunctions of these same planets in one and the same year. All were in the sign of Pisces, associated with the Jewish people. And then they were followed by an unusual star that appeared first in Capricornus. Now, Capricorn was the goat sign. He was a the sacrificial animals were the goat and the lamb. And Capricorn actually was drawn out on the star maps as a dying goat who was being wounded for those he was coming to rescue. And this unusual star appeared first in Capricorn, the sign of the coming sacrifice, and then it moved to Aquila. It moved to Aquila, which was a sign of the enemy of the serpent.
Ah.
So that is very, very interesting. And so the movement in the stars was to tell people what you've been expecting is now about to happen. In the sky, it's now happening. The symbolism is all coming together as the event on Earth's about to take place.
Wow.
And there was an ancient prophecy that in the period in which the promised one should come, there would appear a very bright star in the sky. And this new star would move into the sign of the Virgin. And it's true that a new and peculiar star did make its appearance in the period immediately preceding Jesus' birth. It was so bright as to be visible even in the daytime, and it continued in the sky during the whole period of Jesus' lifetime. And it was in the first decan. Now, the decans were extra signs that surrounded the main sign. There were 12 main signs, starting with Virgo, and then around them were three other pictures which explained in more detail what the center sign was about. And it's interesting that there in the sign of the Virgin, one of the decans, which was a sign explaining Virgo, and that decan was called Coma. That was the sign of the infant accompanying the Virgin, and it marked the very head, and the star that appeared marked the very head of that infant in the sky.
Wow.
Now, it's a further astronomical fact that in the third week of September, BC 5, on this date, the sun stood in Virgo, everywhere and always regarded as the sign of the Virgin Mother from whom the divine human Redeemer was to be born. So there we have a very interesting thing. The ancient people knew what these symbols meant. Today, they've been hijacked, and astrology uses them to tell people's fortunes, and they have nothing to do with the truth at all. But back there, people knew what they were watching, and they knew what those signs meant, that an event was to take place that told that story. Now, afterwards, another event took place which was foretold in the stars, and that was the death, the crucifixion of the Messiah. And it's interesting that at the time of Passover, in the year 31 AD, the sun moved into Aries. Now, Aries was the sign of the ram or the lamb that was going to die. And that appeared at the very same time. And on this date, at the very hour of the crucifixion, actually, April the 27th, 31 AD, at the very hour of the crucifixion, it stood at the very spot marked by the two stars, Elnath, which was the pierced, the wounded, or the slain, and El Sheraton, the bruised or wounded. And during the noonday darkness, the sun was seen near these stars, which were associated with the death of the Promised One.
Wow.
Now, I'd like to ask, was that coincidence or was it intended? You decide. Because only God can control the movements of the various stars in their orbits and make them come together at certain times to do a certain message. And so we have overwhelming evidence here from the stars that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was foretold, and that if people could look up in the darkness of the sky, that darkness actually extended all the way from Jerusalem to Rome at midday for 3 hours. It was not an eclipse because the sun and the moon were in opposite sides of the sky in the middle of the month. And that was fulfilled at the very hour of the crucifixion. The stars were saying, this is the wounded one, this is the bruised, this is the one that's dying for you. And it's interesting that when missionaries have gone to heathen lands, there are times when they have gone to preach the gospel and the heathen people have said, hey, we know that story, we've seen it in the stars, you're coming to tell us that it really happened. Very interesting.
It is, isn't it?
Now, we come to the end times. And it's true that Jesus Christ himself made a prophecy. And it's recorded in the Gospel of Luke. It says, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars. Now, biblical prophecy speaks of a European power, a political religious power, that was to wield power over Europe for 1,260 years, during which time it would wage a sustained religious war against its opponents. And such persecution would be the worst ever known in history. And Jesus promised, though, that the fierce tribulation would be shortened. And history shows that the 1260 years terminated in 1798. Now, all the reformers knew these prophecies. Martin Luther, John Wesley, these people, they knew that there were still things they didn't understand that were to be fulfilled, but they knew this 1260-year reign of the papacy was going to end in 1798.
Right.
But some 25 years earlier, persecution was cut short, almost totally ceased. And following this persecution, according to the prophecy, but within that same period, and I'm going to quote the text as Mark records it, in those days, that's during that same period, after the tribulation, that's after the persecution has cut short, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light. And so was fixed the time for this event in the sky. Well, it's interesting that on May the 19th, 1780, actually, 18 years before the papacy lost its power, but immediately after the persecution ended, the prophecy was fulfilled, just as Jesus had foretold. And right. That date stands in history as the Dark Day. It's known throughout all historical records and encyclopedias as the Dark Day. That was May the 19th, 1780. And since the time of Moses in Egypt, no period of darkness of equal intensity or extent or duration has ever been recorded in history. Now, from 9 a.m. onwards, the darkness was so dense, no ray of light could penetrate. Virtually all human activity ceased. Cows came home for milking. Fowls flew back to their roost, thinking it was nighttime. And that night, despite a full moon, no object was visible without artificial light.
Right.
The darkness was impenetrable. And I'll continue on after the break.
Amazing discussion. I'm glad I didn't interrupt you. So we'll be back in a minute. Stay right there, Jonathan. I have a question for you.
Thank you. have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional
Jonathan, drink? I have a question from gentleman Tom in Georgia. Nutri-Medical's life support he's saying, has arrived. The guest, all of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr.
Bill Deagle's life support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more.
No, would you repeat the question? I found it hard to hear you.
This person, Tom in Georgia, thinks you said that vaping fall only affected the earth. He said, how?
Try Dr. Bill Deagle's life support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie.
I don't think you said that.
I didn't say that. No, I said he hijacked the system. Nutri-Medical's
life support. Try our great tasting smoothie in chocolate or vanilla today. Call
888. No, well, the whole universe is watching this drama.
Exactly.
And the issue is, really, who is right? Who is just? God or Satan? Lucifer.
Exactly. I'm going to run.
And our Lord is on trial, and the whole universe is watching. And as they see all the centuries of death and destruction and hatred on planet Earth, Jesus has vindicated. Satan is disgraced. And finally, when he's destroyed, no one's going to doubt that the whole universe will praise God for getting rid of him.
I'm going to run for a two-minute bio break. I'll be right back, and then we'll continue in a couple minutes, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, take care, bye. Link
and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
some audio to video promotion of your website?
Hopefully so, Bill, yes.
Give me a shot when you can. In the next 2 weeks, I got some new techniques out of New York. Going live now in a second. And we're back with Jonathan. Of course, this is a very important revelation because the star signs indicate we're there. We're at the end of the secular age. And I remember, again, if you don't think you're going to get persecuted, I'm not going to mention his last name, but a gentleman, a journalist by the name of Stephen, put an article called A Prophet in Clayton Park, which is Clayton Park, Halifax. So they come back from Georgia, sorry, from Colorado, and stayed there for a few years when my mother was older and before she died. And he put out a very nasty article with all kinds of speculation without ever interviewing me. But people need to understand, if you speak the truth and you're a whistleblower, or you're speaking spiritual truth, you're going to get persecuted by a fallen world. So, Jonathan, let's continue, because people need to understand that God is bringing about truth now at the time of the end, so people can start to understand that God's ways are higher than our ways, and that we are the time where the devil is rampaging. I like the quote in the Bible says, "Woe to you worse than you see, for the devil has come down to you." In a sense, we're at the end of the secular age where things are getting really out of control, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Please continue.
But we don't need to worry, because back of it all, God is the final arbiter.
Exactly. He's in control, not these fools and not Satan himself, who thinks he's so intelligent and narcissistic. He's an idiot compared to the Creator God, who's infinite in intelligence.
That's right. Okay.
Please continue.
Now, just before the break, I'll just review something I said just before the break, and that is Jesus himself told us, He said, "Whoso readeth the book of Daniel, let him understand." Now, Jesus then goes on and talks about a period of persecution that would be the greatest that the world had seen up to that time. And that period, according to Daniel, was going to last for 1,260 years. And history shows that from the year 538 to the year 1798, a very fierce political religious power killed more people than anyone has ever killed in history. Somewhere, historians are not agreed as to the amount. The smallest amount is 50 million people. The largest is 120 million. But they're agreed that this power has been the greatest persecutor the world has ever seen. And Jesus referred to it in his prophecy.
That's why I like the quote that says, "Behold Babylon, behold the mother of harlots in the world," and that is, in a sense, the apostate Roman Jesuit Catholic Church and its daughter churches that continue a lot of the apostasy, don't they?
That is correct. And Jesus referred to this power, and he said that in those days, that's the days that are spoken of by Daniel, the 1260 years of history, but after the tribulation, in those days after that tribulation, now that's very specific, still within that period before 1798, but after the persecution had stopped, then the sun shall be darkened and the moon shall not give her light. So he's giving us a time in history to look for when there would be, the sun would be darkened and the moon would, and the light of the moon wouldn't even shine. And sure enough, this took place. The persecution ended in the late 1700s, but on May the 10th, 1780, the prophecy was fulfilled about the dark day.
Wow.
And no period, as I mentioned before the break, no period of darkness of equal intensity, extent, or duration has ever been recorded. And the darkness started at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was so thick that no light could penetrate it. And everybody stopped. People who were at work stopped working. Teachers stopped teaching. People in Parliament, the Parliament had to recess. The United States government had to stop work. And then the cows came in for milking. The fowls flew to their roost. That's how dark it was from 9 o'clock in the morning onwards. And that night, despite a full moon, no object was visible, even with the moon, without artificial light. Now, the impenetrable darkness persisted until midnight, when the moon became visible for the first time, even though it was a full moon, it was not visible until now. But then it had the appearance of blood. Now, this is interesting. Eyewitness descriptions are consistent with the prophecy, where in the book of Joel, we were told the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood. That took place that day, but Joel then clarifies the time period. He says, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. So this was right. to be a door opener to the end times. And it was to occur and followed eventually by the day of the Lord. Man's day was going to come to an end, but this was to be like a road sign telling us we were getting close to the ending of man's rule.
Is there a time? So
by the now, way, then Jesus said, after this, there'll be signs in the stars. Right. And the Bible prophet stated that in the next sky omen, in order, in the order of sequence, the stars shall fall from heaven like unripe figs falling from the tree when a strong wind shakes it.
Ah.
Now, this was amazing description. And let me tell you what happened. This prophecy was strikingly and impressively fulfilled in the great meteoric extravaganza of November 13, 1833. Now, we get shooting stars from time to time, but nothing like this has ever been recorded in history. This prophecy was strikingly and impressively fulfilled. It was witnessed over millions of square miles of the Earth's surface. It was the most extensive and spectacular display of fallen stars in all of recorded history. And eyewitnesses were astonished. They declared that never did rain fall much thicker than the meteors fell toward the earth. The whole sky seemed in motion like a huge rain shower. And from 2 a.m., to broad daylight, it seemed as though all the stars were assembling at one point and then simultaneously being shaken and then shooting like missiles to every part of the horizon from that central point in the sky, to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. And people who wrote about this in the newspapers said it appeared that they were shaken. And then they would shoot out in all directions. Now, it's interesting that the Bible said that they shall fall like unripe figs falling from the earth when a strong wind shakes it. And it had that appearance. And thousands of them followed thousands, hour after hour, as though created for this occasion. And careful scientific accounts, which we still have today from that time, indicate that more than a billion shooting stars appeared over Canada and the United States alone. More than a billion shooting stars. Can you imagine it?
Wow.
During that period. Now, a man by the name of, he may be well known to some of the listeners, Henry James Ward. He wrote the next day in the New York Journal of Commerce, and this was his description. They flew. They were cast like the unripe fruit. Can you believe
wow.
That's how he wrote? That's what he saw. He was an eyewitness. Now, what did the prophecy say? The prophecy, and I'm going to read it now from the scripture. It says, the stars shall fall from heaven like unripe figs falling from the tree when a strong wind shakes it. And here we have an eyewitness who wrote in the New York Journal of Commerce, they flew, they were cast like the unripe fruit, which at first refuses to leave the branch, and when it does break its hold, flies swiftly straight off, descending, and in the multitude, falling, some across the track of others, as they are thrown with more or less force. Can you imagine it? There you have a prophecy so strikingly fulfilled that a man actually describes something in almost the same language as the Bible gave it 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
Now, perhaps no description surpasses that of the old Negro in Virginia, and he made this remark. It is awful, indeed, sir. It looked like ripe crab apples falling from the trees when shaking them for cider. And what did Jesus say in the prophecy? They shall be like unripe figs falling from the tree when a strong wind shakes it. So the very appearance was described very accurately in the prophecy. And of course, there have been other meteor showers in history, but they pale before this extravaganza, which fulfilled the specifications of the prophecy, and not only did it, but did it at the very time predicted. And you'll notice that the prophecy said, first would come the darkening of the earth, followed by the moon appearing as blood, and then the stars falling from heaven like unripe figs being shaken by the wind. And the prophecy not only told that, but gave it in the right order, and predicted that it was going to occur just before the great day of the Lord was to come. So you might say this was a curtain raiser for the end times was taking place then.
That's a very accurate date, Jonathan. Is there anything to indicate a time period around right now or in the near or not too distant future where signs are supposed to happen based on a numerological analysis? Anything predicting what's going on?
Yes, I will give that shortly, Dr. Bill. Now, I call it the Leo factor.
The Leo factor. And that's in your book, by the way, The Sting of the Scorpion, right?
That's right. Now, the fact that this phenomenon was repeated and distributed over various parts of the world soon after strengthens the validity of the signs, plural. Jesus said signs, plural. Now, here's something significant. And it was prophesied in the Bible that Judah's lion. Now, you remember how Jesus was born into the royal line of Judah, which was a sign from God that he was the king, but his kingdom was not yet. It was to first come into the hearts of men, and then it would become reality physically later. And Judah's lion is in the prophecy that it will break open some seals. Now, that's in the book of Revelation. And when it breaks open the seals, it will bring on the falling of the stars. This is part of the same prophecy in Revelation chapter 5 through to 6. So what I'm saying is this, that the falling of the stars was going to be engineered by the Lion of Judah, who is actually the Messiah himself, born into the tribe of Judah in this planet, but is the lion the king of beasts. The lion's the king of beasts, and Jesus is the king of kings. He is going to be born into the tribe of Judah, but he is then going to bring on these signs. He will bring on the dark day. He will bring on the moon as blood. He will bring on the falling of the stars, and this will be by his hand. So that's told in the book of Revelation. It tells us that. Now, suppose we now turn to the star maps, the zodiac.
Right.
Now that we know the significance of each star symbol, from which of them should the falling stars emanate? Well, somebody might say that's obvious. From where else but Leo the lion? And very well, let's see. We've already established that some 1,800 years after the prophecy was given, at the time predicted, the great star shower did occur.
Exactly.
Now, notice this scientific report. I'm going to quote from it. The meteors, as seen by most observers, appeared to proceed from a fixed point in the heavens. Those who marked its position among the fixed stars observed it to be in the constellation Leo the Lion, in which it appeared stationary, accompanying that constellation in its diurnal progress.
Wow.
So now, did we get that? Did we grasp its meaning? The falling of the stars originated in the constellation of the Lion.
Wow.
And we'll continue after the break.
More of the story. Stay right there, Jonathan. I have another question for you. Stay on the break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
We're coming back now. And welcome back. The question was raised by a gentleman who wanted to know if Satan's fall only affected the Earth, and you were going to respond to that. Of course, you never said that. But the whole universe is watching this situation. I believe we are not very far away from disaster. And a lot of things are being done by our politicians, both on the demon rabbit side, I call the Democrats, and by politicians around the world, or all pretty well every political system in every country is in a secret order. But even in the Republicans, Donald Trump's father was a Scottish Rite Mason. I believe he is as well. I don't believe Donald Trump is a Christian. I think he's a pre-Christian. He could become a Christian. He believes in religious freedom, but he supports the cardinals in the Vatican who want Islam, which is unification of Islam and Christianity, which will never occur. He supports the rebuilding of, if Israel decides to rebuild a temple, I'm sure Donald Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is a wizard, because he follows the Sepia Zira and the Talmud of Babylon. And people have to understand the modern-day modern-day Jews actually follow basically ancient Babylonian paganism, not the ancient Bible. And the word Jew means praiser. They're not like the ancient Jews that went around Jericho. They're completely different, aren't they?
Yes. Well, Dr. Bill, it's true that this earth has been hijacked by Satan. And the drama that's going on here is being watched with intense interest by all the worlds of space. In fact, the issue is who is right, God or Satan? And this issue is going to vindicate the fact of all the wickedness and hatred and pain and death on planet Earth is going to vindicate God, who sent his son down to rescue us. And it's going to give a good reason for Satan to be eliminated. And the whole universe is watching this with intense interest.
Exactly.
Now, to get back to our subject, because we don't have much time, Jesus spoke about signs in the sun and moon and stars in that order, and they did. But he says it's going to be followed by serious and troubled conditions on earth throughout the world. Because
right.
he then said, upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. Perplexity meaning no way out. The sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things that are coming on the earth.
Yeah,
now, man's dreams of the future will turn into a nightmare, says the prophecy. And then the climax of history will burst upon mankind. Now, there are biblical clues that the wind-up of history may occur in September. And do you know where the Earth just happens to stand in September? You guessed it. In Leo, the sign of the judge who comes with haste.
Wow.
Man's dreams of the future will turn into a nightmare, says the prophecy. Then the climax of history will burst upon mankind. Now, the Bible predicts, then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the peoples of earth will weep as they see the Son of Man, that's Jesus, coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And then the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our Lord and Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. That's the prophecy. Now, in the short time that we have left, we're getting another message from the stars. And that's from the polar star. Now, the polar star, if you didn't know, has always been a central point in the northern heavens from which to locate positions on Earth. That's why we have compasses that point to the north, so we can know where we are and which direction we're going. Now, it is significant that at the time the zodiac was formed and the star maps were first drawn, the pole star was Alpha Draconis in the sign of the dragon.
Wow.
Now, Satan was represented as winding himself around the North Pole, as if to indicate his subtle influence on world affairs.
Right.
And in zodiac symbolism, the throne, the central governing point of the Earth's motion, was in Satan's possession. Now, that is very clearly shown on the star maps. That
was the ancient position of the rotation of the Earth was pointing toward Alpha Draconis, which, by the way, is in the belt of Orion with the Chitahuri, the Naga, and the Draco Reptilians originate, and they're disembodied spirits are the primary ones that rule our ruling class on Earth as the people of clay and iron. Please continue.
Yes. So, Alpha Draconis, the sign of the dragon, the symbol of Satan,
right,
was drawn on the star maps around the North Polar Star, and that is actually how it was. This Earth was hijacked by the dragon, Satan, and he has twisted himself into the place of influence in world affairs, so that because the North Polar Star is the center to which all the compasses point, and the time when the star maps were drawn, the sign of the dragon was the influencing throne that governs where you are in the earth and what you do. The central governing point of the earth's motion was in Satan's possession.
Is that
now,
the star of
the today,
a different star? Yeah.
Now, today, something has changed.
Uh-huh.
Today, the dragon has fallen lower in the sky.
Ah.
His place has been taken by a different constellation called Arctos, or some people call it Arctos. And this actually is shown as a lesser sheepfold, a sheepfold of sheep, symbolic of Jesus' kingdom. He says, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. And the same symbolism is there on the star maps. But twisting itself around the North Polar Star now is this constellation, the sheepfold, which denotes the stronghold of those who are saved, who are accepting Jesus, the Good Shepherd, and they are the sheep. But here's the interesting part. The celestial pole, North Pole, is now moving toward a different constellation, and that constellation is called Cepheus. And Cepheus actually is a picture of a man sitting on a throne with a crown on his head, with a scepter in his hand, and his feet are planted on the present North Polar Star.
Wow.
He is also called Per-Kuhor. He's called Cepheus or Per-Kuhor, which means this one is coming to rule.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't
First of all, we have the dragon, Satan, twisting himself around the North Polar Star to control the Earth's motion. Then we have, in our present time, the Arcos or Arctos, which means the stronghold of the saved, the lesser sheepfold. But now the pole is moving towards Cepheus, which is also called Per-Kuhor, which means this one comes to rule, and he has a crown on his head. He is sitting on a throne. He has the scepter of rulership in his hand, and his feet are planted on the present North Polar Star. So the message of the zodiac pictures, the picture scroll in the sky, then comes to an end. We've gone the complete 360-degree circle of the star sign prophecies, and the fulfillment is complete.
Yeah, let me make an interesting comment. There's been evidence when I worked 25 years ago and took care of classified projects, they found evidence with a torsion field gravitonic imaging back in the 60s that the crust of the Earth moves periodically on the mantle, so that dormant magma dumps are the primary place of building deep underground military bases. And so we talked about this several months ago. We had an expert that talked about the fact that from his looking at the temples, all pointing to the North Pole in the ancient time was actually pointing to South Baffin Island. The actual rotational north now, besides the magnetic north, is actually somewhere up towards Siberia. So you're exactly right. There's actually a movement of the crust of the Earth on the mantle called a lithospheric disjunction. And God prophesied this, so we point to a different star system than Alpha Draconis now, which points toward the coming of Messiah. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is amazing. And there's a text in the Bible which most people don't seem to understand. They wonder why it's there. And I'm going to read it first, then I'm going to link it up to what I believe is the answer. The
right.
message of the zodiac picture scroll, it's a picture scroll, it's a scroll, it's a book. In the sky, now comes to an end, but its fulfillment is complete. And at this time, Jesus says in the book of Revelation, the sky shall recede like a scroll rolling up. In other words, God rolls up the book and says, the story is at an end. I'm coming to rule. Now, the fact is that look, we look at the various stars and we see them listed, and we see it's like a book. It's like a book in the sky. and it was given to us before the Bible was written. And this book is actually now going to be rolled up, and the sky will recede like a scroll rolling up. That's what the Bible says. So whatever it really means, I do believe that it's interesting that the rolling up of the scroll coincides with Jesus coming to rule and ending the story.
Okay, let me make a comment. One of the things that God's given me is a number of visions over the years, plus access to classified information about what really is going on at Missile Defense and Space Command. And what you're really saying is that we're going to have, because we're seeing a massive drop in the magnetic field of the Earth in the last few hundred years, we have two north and two south magnetic poles, and a South Atlantic anomaly in the South Atlantic Ocean near Antarctica, which opens a giant magnetic hole that opens up to radiation from space, that we're heading toward all a movement with massive increase in earthquakes and volcanoes over the last 100-plus years, that we're going to have what's called another lithospheric disjunction, which means the star maps are going to be changed because the crust is going to slide in the Earth. And what God showed me is that North America will move down southward by 1,200 miles, so the equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, not northern South America, and much of far Asia and Russia will actually move into the Arctic Circle toward where the then movement of the North Pole, which is actually moving towards Siberia and further into Russia. So what you're saying basically is by the removal of the scrolls, God's prophesying that his coming will be another major earth change, which is coherent with these superstorms like Category 5 storm that just destroyed the Bahamas and is spinning toward the United States. And by the way, we have weather modification technology to stop this. But what these things are happening and the extremes in climate change are occurring because we're heading toward another movement of the crust of the Earth on the mantle. And this is the final end time sign, which will end the New World Order by God's hand, not our hand. And that, in fact, the crust will move of the Earth, the lithospheric disjunction, is a final sign of God coming back to rule and reign over the Earth, isn't it?
Well, certainly it's wonderful. And you know, so as we come to the last chapter in the scroll, there Jesus comes to take over. He says, at this time, the sky rolls up like a scroll. The story of the stars, the gospel in the stars, now comes to its completion.
Right, so in other words, he's going to roll up the book. So in other words, he's going to move the rotational crust of the Earth on the mantle, which has happened before because we went over this with our one of our experts on a few months ago, talking about this and proving that, in fact, the crust of the Earth has moved periodically, and it's going to move at the time of the coming back of Jesus. And we know that the extreme climate we're seeing right now and extreme superstorms like the one that struck Africa earlier in the spring, the giant superstorm that hit Category 5, hit Bahamas, and is heading now to hit parts of Georgia and South Carolina and parts of Florida. All these things are actually end-time signs. That's why men's hearts will fail for fear of what is coming on the Earth. And, of course, the global green agenda people want to say this is a need for us to go back to a pre-industrial age and get rid of fossil fuels and not have airplanes and cars. And this is what the globalists want to do with their green agenda. But really, it's a sign that Jesus is coming back, isn't it?
Well, we're on the last leg of history. We haven't got much time left.
If they want to get this amazing book, The Sting of the Scorpion, and all the star signs that are there, even before the dawn of even Judaism and Christianity, get the book, The Sting of the Scorpion, at beforeus.com. Amazing books, amazing videos, amazing biblical wisdom and archaeology that no one else in the world I know is teaching. Thank you, Jonathan Gray.